Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, and it's time once again to get to know a tiny racer. We have Running of the Chihuahuas 15 coming up on Saturday, May 4th to benefit the Humane Educational Society, all brought to you by our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka, the vodka for dog people. But we can't have a race without these tiny racers, and we're going to talk about a tiny racer right now. Not just any tiny racer, a former grand champion tiny racer for Running of the Chihuahuas 15. I'd like to welcome Rebecca Butler to the show. Talk about Little Bit. How are we doing, Rebecca?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent. I am so ready for Running of the Chihuahuas 15, and I know you are, and Little Bit as well, because this isn't your first rodeo, is it? How many times have you guys been in Running of the Chihuahuas now?
I believe this is going to be our fourth year.
Yeah, 4 years. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I know, right? Once was best dressed and then grand champion.
That's right. You've won the whole race twice. That's one thing. You made it pretty close to the finals last year. And then, of course, yeah, you've won best dressed as well. So Little Bit has all types of accolades when it comes to Running of the Chihuahuas.
Yes, definitely.
Let's talk about Little Bit. I like that. Let's talk about her. How did she come into your life? How long have you had her? Tell the story of Little Bit.
I got Little Bit back in 2016. She was literally a gift from God. It was right before my dad had his major quadruple bypass surgery. And all I can say is she was just literally a blessing to me, because now we no longer have my father with us. So I see it every year as she runs in honor of him.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really cool, and it kind of puts a nice reason behind the whole race and everything. And I know that you guys thoroughly enjoy yourself. There's, what, is it Team Stinky? And you guys go all in with the costumes and the matching T-shirts, and you guys really take the spirit of it and run away with it.
Oh, yes, most definitely. We're all about Team Stinky.
It's awesome to see, and we thank you each and every year for coming on out and supporting Running of the Chihuahuas. And again, if she's a grand champion, then we know what it's all about. Have we changed up the strategy or anything this year, or are you guys going to keep going with what's been working these last few years?
I'm going to change it up a little bit this year just to get a little creative with it, you know, and see how it works out this year.
Okay. Anything you want to share, or is the secret formula going to be just that, a secret?
Yeah, I think I should just keep it a secret.
Okay, well, I completely agree with you. You are one of the champions, so you know how this all goes down, and if you want to keep it to yourself, we will have to wait for Saturday, May 4th. No problem at all. Let's talk about Little Bit, though. What should we know about Little Bit? When you're explaining your dog to someone, what do you like to say about Little Bit?
She's little, she's fierce.
She's fast.
And fast, yes for
definitely
sure.
Definitely fast.
She's the sweetest little chihuahua I've ever owned. And Literally the only one at that.
That's it. But she's definitely a sweetheart.
That's what makes her special.
She is special. Does she have any favorites? Is there any favorite food or any favorite treats or toys that she enjoys?
She loves squeaky toys. She loves all kinds of treats, especially ones with peanut butter on them.
There you go.
She's getting older a little bit.
Sure.
She's 8 years old, so shout out. Happy birthday, Little Bit.
There you go. 8 years old. Wow.
Yeah, the big eight. And so, yeah, she just enjoys laying around out in the sun and things of that nature.
Excellent.
Taking it easy.
Excellent. Definitely getting older, but definitely not slowing down, because she is one fast dog, and that's why she's a grand champion, and we cannot wait to see her run in the races. Running of the Chihuahuas 15 coming up on Saturday, May 4th. Now, Rebecca, we've mentioned a couple times now that you've signed up numerous times. This is definitely not your first time doing Running of the Chihuahuas. What brings you back every year? What do you enjoy about the event?
What I personally enjoy about the event is the live music, just the fun in the celebration of Cinco de Mayo, the taco trucks, just getting to meet new people, and, of course, the other little tiny dogs running around. There ain't nothing like meeting new little furry friends, you know?
So, yep, nope, I absolutely agree. It really is. And this year, making even more special, now benefiting the Humane Society and having Tito's Handmade Vodka involved with all of our vendors. It's going to be a fantastic day. And thank you again, Rebecca, for signing up a little bit each and every year for Running of the Chihuahuas. We cannot wait to see you on Saturday, May 4th. Of course, we wish Little Bit the best of luck. Hopefully, she can take home the crown once again. And we'll find out when it all goes down on Saturday, May 4th. Rebecca, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.